This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Cost of living, of houses, price of cars and foods. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So here specific in Louisville, of course, it will depend on the area that you wanted to rent an apartment or a house. So let's say, for example, you choose the east side of the city, which is more safety, I would say. Mm-hmm. So we have apartments, we have houses here. I rent apartments, so I will say more about apartment than houses. I don't have the experience with houses yet. To rent, for example, apartments of one bedroom, you can rent on the east side of the city around $800 to $1,000. And then if you go to two bedrooms, it will be starting at $1,000 to $1,300. And then if you want three bedrooms, it will go like easily to $1,400, $1,500. So it will depend what you're looking for and how much space you want. But if you are coming here brand new, if you're just starting a new job here, I would advise you to start in something little and then you grow from there, because you don't have an idea how it's going to be. Yeah, you don't know how it's going to be your paycheck. So I would advise you to go small and then you rent something bigger when you're set up in the city, you know the places you like or not, and then you look something like better for your family. But you can start in a good place on the east side of the city with a good price too.
Okay, so those are very wise words, everybody, that Marilla just shared. Keep your expenses low as much as you can. We have seen, we've been bringing nurses, Kinetics USA have been bringing nurses to the United States for almost 15 years. And we have seen many nurses get very stressed out when they come into America. You're so excited to get here. You go out, you buy two cars, you spend too much money on your rent, and everything looks shiny and new and bright. And you really can put a lot of extra stress on yourself from a financial perspective. Nurse Juan, is that your experience as well?
Yes. Are you asking about the cost of living?
Yes.
Yes.
And just to keep your expenses low.
Yes, definitely. You have to keep your expenses low. I think I posted one of my videos before. My minimum salary versus the cost of living, it's my savings really, really low. So you really have to be wise in choosing an agency and everything for you to have a better American dream. Apartment-wise or the houses here, it's not as expensive as in Louisville. I started with $425 for one bedroom. It's a studio type. Then you can have like a two bedroom. It's like $500 or $600. Then three bedroom would be like $850 to $1,000. So
good prices.
Yeah, those are very good prices.
Uh-huh.
I live in California. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think you could buy like a doorknob for that.
And it's a really good, the rooms are usually big. I don't know, they like it big here in Kentucky. So it's a really good place. Like if you wanted to have a big space, you won't have any problems here. What else did you say?
Very, very spacious.
Airspacious, yes, yeah. Definitely.
And we actually have a slide for everybody about the cost of living and how it compares. This is really interesting. If you live in Louisville, Kentucky, and remember where Nurse Juan lives, it's probably even cheaper than this, and you make $50,000 a year. The comparable, just showing the comparable salary that you'd need to make in Los Angeles, California, or in New York City. And just look at that housing number. That is really staggering. And you can see how reasonable it is to live in Kentucky just as a whole. So I think that's kind of interesting for anybody to be able to compare. Okay, so are there good Filipino community where you're at, Nurse Juan?
In my place, yeah, there's a good Filipino community in our area. When we started here, I think there was like 20, 30 of Filipinos within my area. But sad to say, most of them have went to different places now. But there are there are a few more cities there that has a Filipino group.
Yeah.
And most of them do have some connections. So it's kind of easy to get by if just ask some with the right people, right questions.
And how was it helpful for you to have other nurses from the Philippines around you when you made that transition?
Oh, for me, definitely it was a big help for me. Before I even arrived in the US, I was able to find a contact person, RJ, who was working in Prestonsburg. He was my main source of information about everything I need to do. And he did prepare me for the things that I will be facing. So it really, really helped a lot. And transition-wise, for the training period, he also became my mentor for the first month. So it was quite easy because he was able to explain it better to me and the differences between the things that we do back home versus the way they do it here in Kentucky.
Yeah, I think that that's really important for every immigrant. I was an immigrant myself. I came here 21 years ago from South Africa. And to surround yourself with people, you know, often from the same background is very helpful. Or even just people in the community is really helpful to help you make that transition. Mirella, what is your experience in terms of community?
So community, we don't have Brazilians yet here. I didn't meet any Brazilians. I believe we do have Brazilians.
Coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for you guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't meet any Brazilians. But here in Louisville, we have a lot of people from outside, a lot of immigrants. So, for example, in the hospital, I deal with a lot of doctors from all over the world. And that's very nice because I don't feel like an outsider. So I'm talking like with a lot of accent and I'm hearing them talking with a lot of accent. So I feel like, oh, my God, that's fine. That's okay. We are immigrants, you know, everybody's here. So and it doesn't matter what's your background. So I see a lot of like immigrants around the city. And I think that's one of the qualities of Louisville. It's like having a mix it up, you know.
Yeah, it's like a melting pot. They're people from all over the world. So that makes it really fun to learn from different cultures. I'm not sure if either of you have kids, but what are the best schools for kindergarten and so on? How's the quality of education like in Louisville? I'm not sure if you can answer that question.
I don't have kids, but I can answer from what I know. So I don't have kids, but what I know, the good schools stay on the east side of the city. Like I was saying, the east side of the city is like the good part of the city. So they will have like safer neighborhoods. They will have good schools. So I would advise you, if you're coming here with kids, try to rent something on the east side of the city so you can put your kid on a good school there.
Okay, good advice. Thank you for that. Is Louisville a bicycle-friendly state?
It is, especially if you live near the parks. You can definitely ride around the city, the neighborhood, and go to a park and ride your bike there in the park. It's a fun thing to do.
Okay. How much is the cost for getting a driver's license in Louisville?
I think it was the license, the test, so I think was around 100, and the practical was 100 too. So I would assume be prepared to be around 200.
Okay. Is Jewish hospital in the east side or the west? Kiki, do you know the answer to that question?
So Jewish hospital is actually on downtown. So UofL hospitals are most of them, I think all of them probably are on the downtown side, on the downtown of the city. So downtown will be like in the middle of the city. And then the east side of the city is the bigger side. And the other side is smaller where, you know, have a little bit more criminality.
Okay. Mirella and Nurse Juan, I mean, do you feel safe?
I do. Definitely do. If you're moving to here, like I was moving, I went to Google and I researched where was a safer neighborhood because you want to go to a safer neighborhood. So I would advise you to go to the east side. But I mean, it has great place on the other side too. It's not like, you know, very like a lot of robbing. No, not like that. It's just like a little bit more criminality on that side. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that because I know it can be scary to say, oh my God, am I going to move to
it's a super safe place here. It's a great city. So you don't have to be concerned about like gunshots or like walking downtown to be robbed. No, no way. No, you don't have to be concerned about that. It's just like, if you want to like do something, I would advise the east side, but it's not like something wild on the other side. No way.
Okay, good. Good to hear. Okay. What are the usual requirements when applying for a lease apartments? And she's saying in Louisville, but Nurse Juan, that would apply for you as well. What do you need to apply when you apply for
an apartment? You need, for example, your paycheck. So you can have just like the paycheck that the company is going to pay you. So they need to know what's your income. They need to know normally your social security number. So I don't know if you are going to get right away when you move, but you can just negotiate with them. Hey, I just moved. I'll be giving my social security number in a couple of weeks or days. And beside the income and the social security number, I think that's all the things they ask for us. Yeah, pretty sure that was all.
Nurse Juan, anything to add to that?
For us, sometimes they ask for a blank check. They need it from you.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yep. Then also you have to fill up the form that they provide. And some of them would require for the contract that you're in that particular workplace. They do ask for those things.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing much really. It's not as hard.
And another thing that you have to have in mind when you're renting something here in the United States is not only the rent that you are going to have like to pay. You also have to pay water, sewage, gas, and your electric bill. So when I was saying like have in mind to rent something cheaper because you still have other bills to pay. So when you're doing like the monthly amount that you can pay for rent, be in mind that also you're going to pay for other stuff, for utilities and for electric bills.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's very important. Thank you for raising that, Marilla. Because for many nurses, it's such a different system when you come to the United States that you don't really realize. And I want to give a shout out to Nurse Juan for his YouTube channel. He gives amazing information. So everybody check out his YouTube channel because he really gives some incredible advice and tips and pointers on life in America just generally. Nurse Juan, do you want to tell us a little bit about your channel and what kind of things you talk about?
Most likely it's like moving to the United States. So things that I normally experience personally, the struggles that I've been through and what are things I can advise them and how to do it better. So people are learning from the mistake that I've done or the experience that I've done. So it's like just getting settled here in the US.
Well, I love that you're paying it forward. I love that you're paying it forward and that you're helping others. And both you and Marilla, I think, are helping so many nurses right now just by sharing your experience about life in Kentucky, what it's like, what you don't like. No place is perfect. But just, you know, sharing your tips, sharing your pointers. So we really are so grateful to you being able to share this with so many people sitting in different parts of the world now, probably when they put their head on the pillow and like worrying and thinking about transportation and housing and all of these things. So, you know, we just love that you're sharing that. So thank you for both doing that.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Tornadoes and earthquakes in Kentucky.
So I heard that. Oh, sorry. Hold on. So I heard that it has here, and I believe that we had like, I think on November or December, we had a tornado here in Kentucky, but gladly it didn't hit Louisville, so we didn't have any problems here. And most of the tornadoes doesn't happen around Louisville, like it happens around Louisville, but it doesn't hit Louisville. So I would say like we're pretty okay here. And what about you, Juan? Did you have any problems with that?
For Prestonsburg, not really. I think the last time that we had a tornado in that area was, I think, more like 10 years ago. But I'm working in Danville right now. So it's almost where the tornado was going through. So yeah. I think Louisville was almost like a last, like just a county away from where the last tornado hit. So it is kind of scary, but it doesn't happen as often as like other states.
Yeah. And that's I think if, in every state though, there's, you know, you're going to find something. There's hurricanes, there's tornadoes, there's snowstorms. I live in California, there's the earthquakes. So unfortunately, that's just part of life, and we learn to deal with it. Aside from healthcare jobs, what are the other common jobs available in Kentucky?
Good question. I'm not living here for too long, but I believe that this is a very common city, for example, Louisville. So you could find jobs with anything here. So I wouldn't assume if you have like a husband coming or a wife coming looking for jobs, you could find easily here. They have a lot of opportunity. It's a big and a small city, and they give good opportunities here for any kind of job.
Yeah. And Roche, I can just say, just from a kinetics perspective, I mean, we obviously have, you know, I think we've placed close to 400 nurses in Kentucky now. We have nurse aid positions. There are allied positions. And I mean, if you look at Louisville specifically, it's the 17th largest city in the United States. So you're pretty much going to get all jobs in a city like that. Mm-hmm. What can you say about the Willows apartment, please? They're thinking of renting it.
Yes, it's perfect.
Ah, there we go.
I live there actually, so it's a perfect place to rent. It's a very good community, so they have everything very updated inside the unit. So it's a little bit costly. It's more costly than the other places, but I mean, the Willows, they stay in Plainview, which is like a small city inside Jeffersontown. So in Plainview, it's like very safe. It's a very friendly neighborhood. So you're good. If you're choosing the Willows or across the street, we have Plainview. It's a good option as well.
Mm. Okay. So there you go, Marga. You got the answer. For someone working at Jewish hospital, is it possible to live in the eastern part, and what's the distance like?
Yes, totally possible. You can get to the Jewish hostel in 15 minutes living in the east part. So the city, it's big, but it's small at the same time, because you can get anywhere like around Louisville, like in 15 to 20 minutes drive. So it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's a big city, but it's not like a congested city. It's
like,
you know, I live in California, lots of traffic and traffic jams and things like that.
The highways are really good.
Yeah, the highways are good. You're right, Juan. Can you talk a little bit about taxes? Is it true there's a lot of taxes to pay? Nurse Juan?
Well, okay. For taxes, yes, I think everywhere in the US there's a lot of taxes here. But you don't really feel it, because salary-wise you're getting paid more. So I just try not to think about it, really. Yeah. In my paycheck, normally it gets like 20 to 30%, like that's how I feel. I'm not really good with numbers, but the other things that removes from your paycheck are like your health insurance, your I think Medicare contributions and other things. So, but I think that's like a basic package for anywhere in the US.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, taxes are part of life. Marilla, what's your feedback on taxes?
Yeah, so here actually in Louisville, I had an experience that I had to pay like the federal taxes for the United States, and we had to pay the Kentucky taxes and the Louisville taxes. So it's three taxes that we are paying here. And so that taxes will be getting out of your like paycheck. And beside that, like Juan was saying, you also have insurance and other stuff that you needed. But one thing that I would advise, if you want to have like an idea how much is going to be your paycheck, I would advise you to look for the website called smartasset.com. You can go there and put your location, Louisville or whatever other place in the United States, and you put the amount of your paycheck, your yearly, actually your year amount of paycheck. And then they will have like how much you will get like biweekly or monthly. So okay. That's a good thing to know if you want to know how much you will have actually have at the end.
Okay, so that I think just generally speaking, though, just to say that Kentucky is generally known as a more reasonable state to live in from a taxes perspective. So even though you have taxes, it's certainly not like living in California or New York where the taxes are much higher. So I think that is really helpful. So we are almost at the hour. The hour has flown by. This was such a fun, informative discussion. I'm going to just take one last question. And how long were you able to adjust with the culture, the homesickness?
I haven't yet.
You haven't yet.
I miss my family. I miss my family a lot. When you move to another country, it's just you. So you have to have your support system here. So I would advise you to make some friends. And if you have some immigrant friends, that even better, because they are going through the same thing. So that helps you a lot with the homesick thing. Mm-hmm. But I miss my home. And I think everybody will miss. That's not one thing that you can just go over it, you know.
Yeah. And that's interesting, Mirella, because I think the thing with culture shock is everybody goes through it very differently. Some people really kind of sail through it and it really, I mean, they miss their family, they miss their home, but they're not really like, you know, feeling down, depressed, homesick, sad, you know, overwhelmed, anything like that. And then other people go through it and it can be very different. Nurse Juan, how was that for you?
For me, like Mirella, it's really still different. I really miss everything back in Singapore or back in the Philippines. But yeah, you just have to live through it. Do other things that can distract you or just enjoy life in Kentucky. So for us, like I just do like travel, then do shopping, do anything, then just talk to our families through online. So it's not as hard as for me. That's my point of view. It's not as hard for me. And I'm used to being away from Philippines, so it's quite easy for me, except for the food. Definitely, I miss the food. That's why I would rather stay in Louisville or in Lexington.
Okay. So at least you can have that ethnic food. And I would encourage everybody to watch. We did a show recently on culture shock and how to overcome culture shock. So for anybody who's coming to the United States, I would encourage you to watch that show. You can see it on the Kinetics USA website, on our YouTube channel, in our social media. There's a lot of good information. Some people like Mirella and Nurse Juan don't really suffer very much from culture shock, but other people do. So it's really important to educate yourself about that and prepare your mind how it's going to be, because it does pass. So that's the good thing. You do adjust. It just sometimes takes us a little bit more time for some people than others. Okay, so we are at the hour. How did that happen?
I know, it was quick.
It was quick. That was so fun. That was so informative. And Mirella and Nurse Juan, what are your final words of advice to anybody who's coming to Kentucky?
I would advise save money. Yeah. And when you get here, you will get crazy because the things are very like easy to buy, you know, cheap. So the access to buy things are easily here. So you will come here and you're like, oh my God, I need to shop. I need to buy things. You know, I want to buy things for my house. I want to buy things for me. I would advise you hold that a little bit, you know, because you don't want to get here and already like expending all your resources. So try to control a little bit and save a little bit of money at the beginning, because like I was saying before, you don't know how it's going to be your paycheck actually, because we only know when we get the first paycheck, to be honest. So my advice will be still like save money all the time, because you need to build yourself from zero here. So you need to have money on your back, you know, if you need for emergency, for example.
Thank you, Mirella. I think that's really wise, good advice. Very important to not want to buy and get everything, that every shiny object that you see, because there's a lot in America. Yeah. And you can get very overexcited. Nurse Juan, what would you say is your best advice, your final words to anyone who's coming to Kentucky?
I think the best advice I can give is do your research. Try to find out anything, everything that you need to. If you have an agency or an agent that helps you, ask them everything that you need to know, and make sure you get all the informations and plan ahead on how you're going to tackle those things. And like Marilla said, don't overspend on your first few months. Wait for your paycheck first, and or after the bills have come in, then do the math. Then if you do have enough money, then go spend, but just wait for it first. Okay. Yeah. That's the culture shock for me when it comes to the paycheck. I was expecting a lot of money, but after doing the math and everything, it's like, ooh.
Okay. I know. So,
yeah. It's like,
we always expect a little bit more, because the year amount, it's a good amount. So if you just take that amount and divide it to 12 months, then you go like, oh, okay, it's a good amount. I have plenty of money, like to rent a good apartment, a big apartment, to expend money. But no, it's not like that, because you have taxes, you have insurance, and you don't know how it's going to be your grocery shop here, you know? You don't know how much you're going to expend for your whole family. So be careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a bit of time to get into the system.
Exactly.
Understand how everything works, what your expenses are, what your income's going to be, how life is going to look from a financial perspective.
Yeah.
Neswan, did you want to add something?
One thing about Kentucky, most of the expenses here are typically the same thing. For the grocery part, it's the same in Louisville and in Prestonsburg. It's almost the same. I think mostly the differences are on the rents and on like electric bill or water bill. So other than that, if you're doing the math, focus more on the differences when it comes to the rents.
Okay. So thank you so much to Nurse Juan and Mirella. We're just so grateful to you, both of you, for sharing your experience. I know it can feel a little intimidating and scary to come onto the show and speak to thousands of nurses all over the world, but you really have paid it forward today, and we're very grateful for the information, and it was a really fun discussion. And also don't forget to check out Nurse Juan's channel. He gives some fabulous tips and pointers. You can also go to the Kinetics website and download our stateside article, which tells you everything that you need to know about coming to America. Thanks again to Nurse Juan. Thanks, Mirella. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.